Raw, unedited quotes can be very potent, which is why they make campaigns so nervous. But that power and immediacy is what the podcast Blank on Blank is aiming for. Often, print journalists record their interviews and then transcribe small portions from the tape for the final piece. Most of it is never heard again. But Blank on Blank returns to those interviews and excerpts compelling portions for everyone to hear. Founder and executive producer David Gerlach got the idea while thinking back on his own work as a print journalist.
There's all these great asides, outtakes, and I never got to use them. Maybe you'd use a few quotes, and as I eventually met more and more journalists, they thought about these interviews that only they got to hear, and I thought that, you know, we could bring these to life.
Let's have a listen to what some of these outtakes sound like. This is a fellow by the name of Bono in an interview with former Rolling Stone writer Anthony Boza.
What was the question again? Just
most memorable personal encounter.
Okay, well then, with my father, as I slept beside him in his last weeks and hours, and his last words, which were, "Are you all mad?
Are you serious?"
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
You get to hear the reporter's reaction and get a sense of the dynamics of an interview.
Exactly. It's just a different dynamic than whether it's in a television studio, recording studio. There's a phone call. I like to say that you're a fly in the wall. We only use things that are on the record. We obviously are very respectful of that, and we use things in context. You know, this isn't TMZ. We're not looking for gotcha moments.
Let's hear a bit of tape from Jonathan Alter, now of Bloomberg, then of Newsweek, in an interview he had with the newly elected President Barack Obama.
That was a big deal because it really set the tenure, the tenor for the entire year. And I think it's fair to say that that helped to create the teabaggers and empowering that whole wing of the Republican Party.
Whoops. He said teabaggers instead of tea party, which set off just a whole cascade of opprobrium from Fox News and the political right. That was a gotcha moment. When it was in print, you know, it sounds even gotcha-ier.
With Jonathan, I thought it was interesting to talk about the art of interviewing a president. You know, anything you say during an interview can be used in a political context. One quick note about that interview with the president, you can hear him tapping his finger on the table over and over and over again during different points in the interview.
Does Blank on Blank take advantage of the fact that people are perhaps less on guard and who would maybe handle things a little differently if he or she were to know that the tape in raw form was going to show up on the internet?
Individuals like the president or, you know, rock and roll stars, they know what they're doing. These are stories they're willingly telling. We're not taking anything out of context. We're not using things that are off the record. So I feel pretty strongly about the fact that the journalist recorded it, and there's nothing different than if they went forward 10 years ago and said, oh, I had a great quote from so-and-so, and I used that in a new story.
So here are Chris Elliott and his father, Bob Elliott, Chris Elliott, the comedian and actor, Bob Elliott, the comedian from Bob and Ray from the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s.
Did you leave your job at the office, at the studio, or would you come home and joke around with each other?
Well, we all joked with each other, I think. It was a very happy childhood.
Well, I can remember trying to impress you with, you know, my sense of humor and you know, sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing.
What fascinates me about that is I can hear the difference between these two men speaking to a reporter for a print piece without any of the performance that goes with a broadcast interview.
Yeah, it's father and son sitting back and talking about, you know, their upbringing. I just love what you can hear when it's just three people talking versus cameras rolling. It's something different that I think is really special.
What's the difference between print interviewing and broadcast interviewing?
It's a different intimacy. You have more time usually. You know, when we would have interviews at Good Morning America, you had 4 minutes, 5 minutes to do an interview. When you're sitting down with someone across a table in a cafe, you've got an hour. You can kind of wind into that big question you want to ask or that big story you want to hear about. So I think that's the biggest difference. You have kind of a comfort level that you can build, really hear things you normally wouldn't get to hear.
Well, David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
David Gerlach is the founder and executive producer of Blank on Blank.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.